Across the White Rose County, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, getting really excited about the Tour de Yorkshire. We're going to be there at the start tomorrow. Myself, Joe and Michael for Radio Yorkshire. And Tom's going to be outside his front door.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
at the pub.
So. Just having a quick peek.
Having a nosy.
It should be fantastic. We've been building up to it all week and continuing that build-up today. Let's talk first of all to the Eurosport commentator and former pro cyclist, and that's Matt Stevens. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm extremely excited about the Tour de Yorkshire. The inaugural event, of course. It's and obviously the farewell ride for Bradley Wiggins too. What a course they've planned out.
It does look absolutely spectacular. And one of those riders is going to be riding that course from the One Prize Cycling team, and that is Chris Opie. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready, excited. Had a good journey out yesterday, so just hoping it stays dry.
Yeah, well, I don't think it will. I don't really think it will.
Sorry, Chris, it's going to rain, mate.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be a little bit wet. Chris, have you ridden the course before?
We've done one of the stages, and that was the stage two into York. And it was the first time I've ever been to York. I was impressed by what a lovely little town that is, actually. And also, even on that flat stage, the roads are still really heavy, really hard. It's not going to be an easy stage at all.
Matt, what are your thoughts on the course itself?
I think it's really varied. I mean, as Chris said, they've identified stage two from Selby to York. 174k, only two categorised climbs, but I know the roads well round there, and it's just grippy. And when I say grippy, it's the sort of roads that, although you're going really hard, you never seem like you're getting any speed, and they're kind of really strength sapping. And I think that particular stage, you know, should be one for the sprinters, but we could see a reduced peloton, especially if the weather conditions are harsh, and the wind could come into play as well. But then the first stage, Bridlington to Scarborough, you know, quite hilly, five categorised climbs, including the Cote de Robin Hood's Bay, which is a really difficult climb just before the finish. And then the final stage, Wakefield to Leeds, six climbs, really, really brutal, tough terrain. And I think there'll be a definite shake-up of the classification on that stage.
Chris, I was chatting to Ben Swift yesterday, and he said the weather is going to have a big effect on the riders and with the terrain and the course.
Yeah, definitely. The worse the weather, the colder it is, the more you'll suffer out there on the bike, and that can play with people's mentalities. Some riders cope with it a lot better than others. I think the British riders will do particularly well. I think they're quite used to racing in bad weather, but for some of the foreign riders that are coming over, it could be a really demoralising weekend, I think.
Matt, how's this sort of been sort of viewed amongst the world of cycling? Because I'm not an expert by any stretch, but obviously the Tour de France captured everybody's imagination here last year.
Yeah.
And this kind of seems such a natural thing to do because Yorkshire is so perfect to sort of host these kind of events. But how's it sort of being perceived in the world of cycling, and how sort of big an event is this?
I think first and foremost, you know, I mean, the success of the Tour de France was basically why we see this, you know, this race here. We knew, well, Gary Verity and ASO thought that Yorkshire and the Tour de France would be an ideal fit. But I think nobody was prepared for how successful it was. It was just completely off the scale. The amount of people that came to the sides of the roads, even the Tour de France doesn't get crowds like that. So from that point on, ASO and Gary Verity at Welcome to Yorkshire said, well, you know, let's bring an event here. But I think it's not about the Tour of Yorkshire trying to replicate the Tour de France. It's about trying to gain its own identity, really. And the Tour de Yorkshire is essentially a legacy of the success of the Tour de France. But as you say, you know, it's what beautiful roads. It's tough, it's unremitting, it's beautiful terrain, but also Yorkshire has such a rich, you know, cycling's woven into the fabric of Yorkshire too. You know, Brian Robinson, of course, the Tour de France stage winner back in the day. There's, you know, a crop of young, talented riders, including Ben Swift, Russell Downing, who all hail from Yorkshire. And of course, there's more and more people riding their bikes. And of course, as well as the three-day race, you've got the women's race on the Saturday and a sportif on the Sunday, yeah, with 6,000 people expected to ride. So there's something for everybody. And I think, you know, the organisers have estimated it's going to be 1 million people at the sides of the roads. But I think given the types of riders that have come, Marcel Kittel's here, Bradley Wiggins is here. So that just shows where the race is heading. It's a 2.1 on the world scale in terms of rankings of races, which is pretty high. But I think this race will be successful, and I think it will just grow and grow in stature as the years tick by.
Chris, when you look at the rest of the season and all the other races, how important is, I mean, I know it's because it's the first one, but how important is the Tour de Yorkshire seen from a team's point of view and from an individual cyclist's point of view?
For us from One Pro Cycling, I think the Tour of Yorkshire is probably one of the more important races of the entire season. It's the first big event for the brand new One Pro Cycling team, and we have a strong heritage from Yorkshire with the cricket background that we have here, and that makes it quite a big event for us. And it's kind of, the whole season so far has kind of shaped up towards it. We've built up towards it, and the riders would have been training and motivated in the other races, thinking of this race. After that, then the season takes a very different turn. We have a lot of the shorter city centre circuit races for a couple of months. So it's the last real big weekend for us now.
I just wanted to ask you both a bit more sort of in general terms about the popularity of cycling, because I've noticed it certainly over the last 12 months, and I was reading something in a newspaper a while ago about how many sort of men of a certain age are trading in their golf clubs for Lycra and for bikes. No, the demographic is almost the same, and yeah. I even see golf clubs around me struggling for members because people are trading them in because it's, you know, they're going into cycling. The popularity is massive, and you two have, you know, cycled, you're cycling now, and you know, you absolutely love the sport. I just wonder what it feels like to love this sport so much and just see it blow up as big as it has done over the last few years. It's just huge.
I've no doubt Chris will agree with me. I mean, I started racing and riding in 1987, and racing through the back end of the 80s and through the 90s. And I'll be honest with you, although the sport internationally was always big, especially the Tour de France, that was pretty much, you know, the level of knowledge that anybody had. Most people in Britain would know what the Tour de France was, and that was it. And maybe Chris Baldwin after his gold medal in 92. But then at the back end of the 90s, things slowly started to change. Lottery funding came online. There's a big investment in British cycling, primarily on the track, and it's just grown from there. Jason Queeley's gold medal in 2000, and then the success initially on the track, then that led on to the road. And every time I go out on my bike, you know, no matter where it is, whether it's in Surrey, whether it's in Yorkshire, whether it's in Cornwall, there's people out on the roads. Yeah. I was a serving police officer for 12 years, and when I first rolled up to work in 2001 in my Lycra, in my first week of duty, I nearly got laughed out of the station. Seriously, and then 10 years later, we've got a bolt-on cycle shed on the side of the police station, and all of CID are asking me to buy spare kit, you know. So I think that's my best analogy, really. I don't know what Chris thinks, but no, it's absolutely wonderful, and I don't race anymore, but to see the Tour of Yorkshire here, see the amount of courage it's getting, you can see the whole race live on Eurosport, just the coverage, people at the side of the roads, it's inspiring kids, families, not necessarily to race, but just to ride their bikes and promotes a healthy lifestyle. It's absolutely fantastic.
Chris, do you agree with that?
I do. Matt's covered that pretty thoroughly there. When I started, there would be 6 to 8 of us that would go out on a Sunday morning, and you would never see anyone else out, but now you can't go out on your bike without seeing a group of 6 to 8 every 5 minutes almost. It's a huge change. It's really good. It was really nice to see so many other people enjoying something that I enjoyed for years.
I think that's the great thing as well, kind of any sort of stigma or any kind of laughing, it's completely gone now. So all of
it's
a sudden,
cool
now.
It's
yeah,
really,
it is.
Really
that's
cool.
What I mean. I think people have made it sort of so cool that everyone wants to have a go.
And as you say, some great names are coming this weekend. Ed Clancy's going to be there, and of course Bradley Wiggins, Sir Brad, Marcel Kittel. It's going to be amazing. What's the history between you two guys, with Matt and Chris? Have you raced each other before?
Yeah, well, Chris, we at the back end of my career, while I was racing in domestically, Chris just was starting to come to the fore, and I thought, this is a pretty tasty rider. I don't think he'll primarily beat me, you know, but no, we did overlap, so it's good to see Chris coming through the ranks now, and is one of the finest riders in the country, and has got a great squad with One Pro Cycling, a team that's really going places. Definitely watch out for Chris on stage two. Hope I not put the pressure on too much, mate.
Thank you for that, Matt.
What was Matt like?
Chris? I grew up watching Matt race and watching him ride around in the national champs jersey, and it's sort of rider that you grow up idolising because he's on Cycling Weekly every week on the front page of the magazines, and it was really cool to have then raced against him later on.
There you go.
Poster boy.
Checks in the post, mate.
And how involved is Matt Prior then with everything you're doing at One Pro Cycling? Because we kind of seen it all, you know, the team being launched last year by Matt Prior, and it's kind of interesting to see how sort of hands on is he with regard to the cycling, because I mean, he loves it.
he could not be more hands-on. He's there in our training camps with us. He comes out in the car. He's making decisions, helping us bond. You know, he's really brought this team spirit idea with him from his cricket background, and he's really, really showed us something that I've never come across in a cycling team before. The way that you integrate with each other and build a really good strong team foundation, and that's been the biggest change for me, and it's really made a huge difference already.
Obviously, we're going to be looking out for Chris Opie this weekend. Matt, who else should we be looking out for?
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, Bradley Wiggins will be there or thereabouts. It's his final outing on home roads before he switches his focus to Rio in 2016. Back, his aim, of course, is to ride the team pursuit and get another gold medal there. So it'll be really great to see Brad. And it it's not just about Brad, of course, but you know, he's a star of the sport, and you know, an icon that's kind of transcends sport, really. So this is an opportunity for people to see part of, you know, British sporting history at the side of the road for the very last time. So, and given Brad's unpredictable nature, I don't think you'll mind me saying that, you don't know what he might do. He could go down in a blaze of glory, attack up the road. We just don't know. But he's one to look out for. Others, we've got the former Olympic road champion here, Sammy Sanchez, the Spaniard riding on the BMC squad. And we've also got Marcel Kittel. Now, of course, he's the rider that knows these roads very well. He took the first yellow jersey in Harrogate last year in the Tour de France. He's just coming back from injury, but I think you know, he'll be one to beat. Also, Greg Van Avermaet of BMC's there. Thomas Vokler, the former French road champion and Tour de France stage winner and yellow jersey wearer, one of the most pugnacious and aggressive riders out there. He's riding on the French Europe Car squad. And of course, we've got about 10 riders from Yorkshire. I think notably Rotherham's Russell Downing and Ben Swift. Russ Downing knows the roads like the back of his hand, is riding for the Colt Energy team, but definitely look out for Ben Swift on fine form this year for Team Sky, and what an opportunity for him to shine on home roads.
I'm getting so excited about it. I don't know about you guys.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be really good. We're going to be there tomorrow. You can obviously listen to it on Radio Yorkshire. You can watch it on Eurosport and hear the thoughts of Matt Stevens as well on there. Chris, good luck for the weekend. Matt, have a great tour yourself as well. And thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning, guys.
Thanks very much. Good luck, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.